Chapter 3. Burnt Pages. As time passed, the friendship between Joe and Laurie continued to blossom, and she began to affectionately call him Teddy. One day, he invited both Joe and Meg to the theater to see the Seven Castles of the Diamond Lake. When Amy discovered where her sisters were going, she was incredibly jealous and begged her older sisters to allow her to join them. Feeling sorry for Amy, Meg suggested they take her along. Joe told her sister crossly, "If she goes, I won't, and if I don't go, Laurie won't like it. It will be very rude to bring another person since he invited only us. I should think she'd hate to go where she's not wanted." Joe's tone and manner angered Amy. She continued to insist on going, but Joe continued to dismiss her. Amy began to cry, and when Laurie arrived to take Joe and Meg to the theater, they had to leave their sister wailing. Just as the party was leaving the house, Amy called to them from upstairs, "You'll be sorry for this, Joe March." Joe responded by loudly shutting the front door and continuing on her way. They had a lovely time at the theater, but during the performance, Joe couldn't help but wonder what Amy would do to make her sorry for this. Both girls had quick tempers, and often both teased and irritated one another. Sometimes, fights between the two occurred, but both were always ashamed afterward. When Joe and Meg returned home that evening, they found Amy reading in the parlor. She didn't look at them when they came in, but continued to read her book. Joe left Amy to sulk and went up to her room to put her hat and coat away. She first looked at her desk, but everything seemed to be in order. After a quick check of the room, it seemed like everything was in its place. Joe decided that Amy had forgiven and forgotten her bad behavior. However, the next day, Joe was proven wrong. After looking for her book that she had been writing, which she had been working on for many years, and not finding it, she burst into the room where Meg, Beth, and Amy were sitting together. "Has anyone taken my book?" demanded Joe breathlessly. Meg and Beth said no at once, but Amy just poked the fire and said nothing. "Amy, you've got it. Where is it?" asked Joe. "I don't have it," exclaimed Amy. "You know where it is. Tell me at once or I'll make you," said Joe, shaking Amy's shoulders. "You'll never see your silly book again. I burned it," cried Amy. "What? Have you really burned it?" Joe asked, turning pale. "Yes, I did. I told you I'd make you pay for being so mean yesterday, and I have." Amy didn't say another word, for Joe's temper had taken over. Joe shook Amy until she started crying. "You nasty girl! I can never write that book again, and I'll never forgive you for as long as I live," cried Joe. When Mrs. March came home and heard what had happened, she explained to Amy the wrong she had done. Joe's book was the pride of her heart, and she had hoped to make something good enough to print. Amy's fire had destroyed the loving work of several years. To Joe, it was a disaster and something that could never be made up to her. Later that evening, when it was time for tea, Amy said, "Please forgive me, Joe. I'm very, very sorry." "I'll never forgive you," was Joe's angry reply. The next day, still full of anger, Joe decided to ask Laurie to go skating. "He is always kind and cheery, and he will put me in a good mood, I know," said Joe to herself, and off she went. Amy heard the sound of skates and decided to join since it was likely the last ice of the season. It was not far to the river, but Joe and Laurie were already skating by the time Amy reached them. Joe saw her sister coming, but she was still in a bad temper and so turned her back. Laurie did not see Amy come, for he was carefully skating along the shore, making sure it was solid. "Keep near the shore. It isn't safe in the middle," Joe heard Laurie say, but Amy was struggling to put her skates on in the cold and didn't hear a word of it. Laurie had disappeared around the bend, and Joe was just at the turn when suddenly she heard a crash of ice, a splash of water, and a cry that made her heart drop. She turned to see Amy's little blue hood above the black water. Jo stood frozen with fear, unable to call out to Lori for help. Then something rushed swiftly by her, and Lori's voice cried out, "Bring a branch! Quick, quick!" For the next few minutes, Jo and Lori worked together before finally managing to get Amy, who was more frightened than hurt, out of the freezing water. Jo and Lori got Amy home, shivering, dripping, and crying though she was. She eventually fell asleep, rolled in blankets before a hot fire. When Amy was comfortably asleep, Mrs. March spoke to Jo, who had been looking ashamed since bringing Amy home. "Are you sure she is safe?" whispered Jo. "Quite safe, dear. You were sensible to cover her up and get her home so quickly," replied her mother. "Lori did it all. Mother, if she dies, it will be my fault." Jo then told her mother what had happened and cried bitter tears. "I let anger take me over. I wouldn't forgive her, and today, if it hadn't been for Lori, it might have been too late. How could I be so cruel?" said Jo. As if she had heard Jo, Amy opened her eyes and held out her arms. Neither said a word, but they hugged, and everything was forgiven and forgotten.